girl.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The Labor Department will release its February jobs and wages report Friday morning. It's expected to show steady employment growth, says CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The February report is not going to incorporate all of the actions taken by the federal government, including the hiring freeze, the buyout offer, and those layoffs of probationary federal workers. The widespread layoffs of more than 200,000 federal workers are likely to be seen in the subsequent reports.
President Trump has weighed in on Elon Musk's cutting of federal jobs. Details on that from CBS's Erica Brown at the White House.
The president is pushing ahead with slashing the size of the government. Cabinet secretaries met with Elon Musk Thursday to talk about the massive cuts by the Department of Government Efficiency.
We're going to be watching them, and Elon and the group are going to be watching them, and if they can cut, it's better. And if they don't cut, then Elon will do the cutting.
Minutes after SpaceX launched its Starship mega rocket on a test flight from Texas Thursday night, it broke apart. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood said it's not clear what effect the explosion may have on NASA's moon program.
The problem for NASA is they want to land astronauts on the moon in about 2 years using a SpaceX Starship as the landing vehicle. Clearly, the company has to put together a string of successful flights to convince NASA it's reliable enough and safe enough to put astronauts on board. And how long that's going to take is anybody's guess.
A judge has rejected Wisconsin health officials' attempts to keep Morgan Geiser in a psychiatric hospital. She was 12 years old when she attacked a classmate to please the fictional character Slender Man. Here's CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
She was granted release in January. The state has tried to block her release over concerns about a murder book she was reading and a true crime fan who previously visited her. But the judge says the state has not met its burden to show that Geiser is a risk to herself or the community, and the 22-year-old can transition to a group home.
An autopsy on an adult in New Mexico has found the person tested positive for measles. Details from CBS's Michael Wallace.
The cause of death is still under investigation. New Mexico's health department says the person had not sought medical care before they died. They live just across the border from West Texas, where a measles outbreak has grown to 159 cases. The first death from that outbreak was last week when a child who had been hospitalized died.
At least 10 measles cases have been recorded in New Mexico. Police in Santa Fe, New Mexico on Friday are expected to reveal more information about their investigation into the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy Arakawa. They have said in the past they do not suspect foul play. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly. There's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
We were the Humane Society of the United States. 70 years of fighting for animals. Today, we are called Humane World for Animals, a name that reflects our unstoppable commitment to end animal cruelty globally. Humane World for Animals, the end of animal cruelty.
A new study has found that hundreds of butterfly species are declining.
To me, the results were really scary.
Dr. Colin Edwards with the state of Washington's Department of Fish and Wildlife says the study looked at 342 species of butterflies in the U.S.
About a third of them were declining, while only 3% of them were increasing.
It could be a big kink in the food chain.
Caterpillars are really important food for a lot of animals, especially birds. And butterflies can be really important pollinators.
He suspects climate change, pesticides, and loss of habitat are to blame. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Police have been pulling submerged vehicles from the Columbia River in Oregon, including a car thought to have belonged to a Portland couple who vanished in 1958 while they were out for a drive with their three daughters. The station wagon is believed to have belonged to Ken and Barbara Martin. The family never returned from a drive to the mountains where they had gone to collect Christmas greenery. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds on the increase here for the overnight. Our winds will be light as temperatures drop to the upper 20s. Friday, we'll see some snow chances move through. Cloudy skies, high temperatures warming to the middle 30s, and a light east breeze. It's 33 at our studios.
Style that shows me. I don't want Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
In and out my life, in and out. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Sugar. sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should spooky old woods alone. Oh, what big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you for a ways. What full lips you have, they sure to look someone bad. So until you sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone.
Down.
traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they'd throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Money down. GMC's tramps and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us GMC's tramps and thieves. But every night all the men would come around.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
chapel in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
oh,
I'll just take your glasses.
WRJN.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Once I roam to work nights to try to build a good life. All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, oh, address it to my wife.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we? Believer and a homecoming queen.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com. WRJN.
What you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or return to 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
alright, da da
da da da da,
whoosh whoosh whoosh,
settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is
fresh and sweet. I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof, the only place I know, where you just have to wish to make it so. Let's go up on the roof. Telling you right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-free. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof. Up on the roof.
Shining through the window lets me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walked on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. It's an ominous sign. A sharp increase in the number of Americans with low credit scores who are late on their car payments.
In January, 6.5% of subprime borrowers were at least 60 days past due on their loan payments. Fitch Ratings says that's the most since it started collecting that data in 1994. The Federal Reserve of New York says the share of car loans past 90 days due rose to 3% during the fourth quarter, a 15-year high. With inflation driving up car prices and borrowing costs, more people are falling behind and having their cars repossessed. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
President Trump has again backed off some of his tariff threats. CBS's Scott McFarland says he may be looking at the recent sharp decline in stock indices and the feeling in his feeling the heat that is from some members of Congress.
The concern is most acute among those who have those automotive congressional districts. There are Republicans who have huge swaths of Michigan, huge swaths of Ohio, obviously, and these have direct impact on auto workers.
Trump did not, as expected, sign an executive order to start the dismantling of the Department of Education yesterday. He told reporters he is not having second thoughts. His aides just need more time to figure out how to turn over many of the department's functions to the states.
Let the states run the schools. And I'll tell you, you see something, it's gonna blow your mind. It'll be run so well. The school system. And I also believe in school choice, but that will take care of itself.
The nation's national parks are more popular than ever, and at the same time, they're facing more uncertainty